This is the podcast stream from Meadowhead Christian Fellowship, Sheffield, UK.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining me as we continue to pray for our world in the context of the coronavirus outbreak. Today is Ascension Day, when the church remembers that our Lord Jesus Christ is not only risen from the dead, but he's ascended and sits at the right hand of God the Father, and he forever reigns, doesn't he? Tonight, you might want to join me at 8 o'clock in your neighbourhood, wherever you live, and applaud the NHS and care workers outside your home. I'll be certainly doing that. Also, details of what we're doing is written up, and we will be receiving comments, no doubt, and I will pray into afterwards and look afterwards. Now, in honour of the day, Ascension Day, I wanted to sing this old hymn. It's a hymn that I used to sing at Hollybush to this tune. Now, this will be unfamiliar to any of you who go to other types of churches, perhaps, but it's kind of a well-known tune, and it's got a chorus that goes, "He lives, I know he lives. In my heart, I know he lives. I know that my Redeemer lives." And that's just something you'll pick up as we go along. But we're going to sing three of the verses of this great hymn. "The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now, is crowned with glory now. A royal diadem adorns the mighty victor's crown. The mighty victor's brow. He lives, I know he lives. In my heart, I know he lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Yes, he lives, I know he lives. In my heart, I know he lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. The highest place that heaven affords is his by sovereign right, is his by sovereign right. The King of kings and Lord of lords, and heaven's eternal light, and heaven's eternal light. He lives, I know he lives. In my heart, I know he lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Yes, he lives, I know he lives. In my heart, I know he lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. The cross he bore is life and hell, though shame and death to him, though shame and death to him. His people's hope, his people's wealth, their everlasting fame, their everlasting fame. He lives, I know he lives. In my heart, I know he lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Yes, he lives, I know he lives. In my heart, I know he lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. And you may never have heard it sung like that before, but I can tell you, we used to raise the roof at Hollybush when we sang it like that. And it's just great to be able to acclaim that Jesus Christ is King. He's Lord of all. And when we're coming before him tonight, we come with confidence to know that he is the one who rules and reigns. At times we might think this world is out of control, but it's not. God rules. He's in charge. And we trust him. When we come under his lordship, submit ourselves to him, you know, the Bible tells us we resist the devil and he will flee from us. We actually need to advance in that authority in Jesus' name tonight in our prayers. And you know, again, we've got some great answers to prayer tonight, two more great answers to prayer. Some of these people we're praying for, we're really seeing kind of tremendous, miraculous answers to prayer, which we're grateful for. Philippians 2, we've read this before, I think, one of the nights, maybe about 50-something nights ago. Here we are. It's a marvellous passage, Philippians 2. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. And do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God who works in you, to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. Amen. We'll leave it there. Great passage. Our Lord Jesus Christ, as we have said already, is exalted to the highest place. At his name every knee shall bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Why? Because he's Lord. He's Lord of all. The God we worship tonight is above all things, before all things. And actually, the amazing thing is, Paul tells us he's the one who's at work in us. God is at work in us. And God has a good purpose for us to fulfill. So Lord, as we come to you in prayer tonight, we thank you that you are the one who reigns and rules. You are the one true God. And we bow before you as our King and our Lord. We gladly bow our wills and our knees to you tonight. And we pray, Lord, that your purpose would be fulfilled in us and through us in Jesus' name. Lord, tonight I want to pray first for your church worldwide. As read today about the health figures released showing that the COVID-19 virus is growing globally at its highest level since it was first discovered. It may be being pushed back in Europe, but around the world there is a real growth spurt. So, Lord, we pray for your world tonight. And we ask you to fight for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to pray, Lord, that this would not take hold, this pandemic, in countries where we have loved ones, where we have people we care for at this time. And we pray particularly for countries that are being badly affected. Lord, in the name of Jesus, hear our prayer. I want to pray for Islamic countries tonight. I know they're in the middle of Ramadan at the moment. We once again pray these countries that are closed politically to the gospel. But Lord, I want to pray that as you are shaking the world and shaking systems and shaking governments who don't seem to have answers and putting fear into the hearts of people, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you might open doors into countries that are hard towards you at this time. I want to pray for Yemen again, as we heard the other night about the COVID virus taking real root there and the problems of the infrastructure there because of the war. For Afghanistan, where there's been all these terrorist attacks. For Syria, which is so war-torn and which does have a church. For Turkey, Lord, which is this bastion of is Islamic sort of belief nowadays. Father, for Bangladesh, which has got this cyclone. These are some of many Muslim countries in our world. Lord, for Indonesia. We're looking for breakthrough, Lord. We're looking for your church to be built up, Lord. Build your church in these countries. And we pray, Father, that even through the terrible nature of this virus, that people would turn to you. They've got nowhere else to go. We pray that during Ramadan, Lord, you would reveal yourself to many Muslims, and that, Lord, you would be glorified in your world. One day, every knee will bow to you. We pray, Lord, that these days more people will turn to you and bow their wills, their hearts, their minds, and their lives before you as Savior and Lord. I want to pray for Africa tonight, and perhaps you want to name some nations that you can think of where you've got friends or you've got missions or things that you're involved with. But Lord, we want to particularly pray for South Sudan tonight, which is close to our heart at MCF because of Olivia Butters being there. And Lord, there's been this terrible terrorist attack on the Médecins Sans Frontières mission that she works for, where people have been badly injured and killed. And also there is COVID cases now, I think, at the hospital where Olivia is working. Lord, we want to pray for protection. There doesn't seem to be much in the way of infrastructure to deal with a pandemic in this country, and they've got this war going on at the same time. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray for your peace, and we pray for your protection, and we pray for your healing in that country in Jesus' name. For Zambia, where we have many connections, Lord, we want to pray, particularly for Sachibondo, where Graham and Steph are working at this time, and where there are some people with COVID virus now at the clinic. Lord, in Jesus' name, once again, we know that what we have in our own resources is never enough. And certainly in terms of PPE and in terms of equipment, it's not enough for these people in missions and hospitals around the world. But Lord, you are always more than enough. And we ask, Lord Jesus, be a shield, be a protector, be a healer, be a restorer. And we pray that although there are COVID cases in places like South Sudan and Zambia, Lord, that they would not take hold and take root in the communities. Lord, hold this back, we pray in Jesus' name. We want to pray for Burkina Faso, where we were involved with a missions offering for CLC recently. We're aware that there's also terrorism, Muslim terrorism that's going on there, Lord, and terrible problems there. Jesus, in your precious name, hear our prayer for your church, for your people, and for that country. But Lord, there's countries all over Africa, Nigeria, South Africa, Lord, places, Malawi, Uganda, Kenya, Lord, places where we know people need you desperately, need your help and need your protection, missions that we know and ministries that we know. Lord, in the name of Jesus, have mercy upon them, we pray. Hear our prayer. And I want to pray for Asia. We prayed last night about the cyclone and its effects on eastern India and on Bangladesh, where millions have been evacuated. Lord, we also want to pray for your church in India, which is often under pressure at the moment with the government and various other things that are happening in that country. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray you would build your church in India. We pray for Solomon and Victor and all the great work they're doing. And particularly for Roy and Jenny, again, we bring them before you and the work where they were, you know, there was pressure being put on them to take over the school the other night as an isolation place for refugees. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name once again for peace and for protection for those in the school. But Lord, these places I'm mentioning, they represent missions around the world. And we know we're in a war at the moment. We know there's a war for hearts and minds. We know there's a war for mindsets that we're coming against, for political systems, for religions that come against your church. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray, build your church. We would raise the name of Jesus as Lord, Lord of all, the ascended Lord tonight over your world, Lord. And we say that every knee will bow and you will have a people from every tongue and tribe and nation. Lord, hear our prayer. And build your church in these countries. We pray for the Philippines tonight. And I want to pray for Chrissy and the team at POCM. I want to pray your protection upon the staff and upon the people in that mission today. For Lama House, for Leslie, who's in isolation at the moment there. We want to pray again, protection upon staff and upon the kids. Pray for Joshua with his bust eardrum and some of the kids, these street kids, desperately needing some dental work and no dentists at the moment operating. Lord, they again represent many missions around the world. but in your name. The needs are great, Lord. The harvest is massive. Lord, please hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Meet needs, Lord, and cause your church to be a resource in these places. As we think about this COVID virus, we would say that what the enemy has meant for bad, Lord, turn for good in Jesus' name. And as we ask to pray for North Korea, Lord, we bring that nation once again before you. And we pray that even through this pandemic, that, Lord, you might open doors in that country to the gospel in Jesus' name. Lord, shake the nations, we pray, at this time. In the UK, Lord, we thank you for the increasing downward numbers of deaths, although any deaths too many. The increasing capacity in our ITU or ICU units and the decreasing numbers of hospital intake. But Lord, we just want to pray that this would continue not just to steadily but more speedily drop. We pray for the R rate to continue to be below one but also to drop. I want to thank you for the antibody tests that are to be made available in this country. Lord, I pray that would be rolled out quickly. And I want to pray again for success for this test, trace and track scheme that the government have set up. Thank you for all the volunteers, the 25,000 volunteers who've signed up to help with this. Lord, I pray, use this to build a shield around our communities in Jesus' name. I pray for the government, Lord. Give them wisdom, give them unity and give them clarity at this time. And at the forefront of this battle are still care homes and hospitals. And we name care homes and hospitals before you tonight in our areas. And schools, we bring them before you too, Lord. Father, we pray you would put a hedge of protection around care homes, hospitals, schools. Lord, watch over those who work in them. Bring peace. May they feel secure. May they know your love. Reveal yourself to people, Lord, both workers, carers, doctors, nurses, paramedics, teachers, but also those who perhaps are fearful at this time. Draw close. I want to pray for businesses as we're hearing, you know, the stress on a particular businessman in the York area today, Lord. I want to pray for him, Father, and I pray, Lord, for businesses that are under real pressure at the moment as a result of lockdown. Even with the easing of measures, it's going to be so tough for many. Lord, please be with them in the stresses and strains of trying to run small businesses at this time, we pray. Help those who are struggling in Jesus' name, particularly as we think it's Mental Health Awareness Week. And I want to bring health and care workers particularly to you with regard to this, as they've seen a lot of wear and tear emotionally and physically upon them. Lord, we want to pray that you would look after them mentally at this time. We pray for the health, the well-being, the mental health of our care workers, our nurses and our doctors at this time. With the fear of this thing, with the concerns of this thing, with the weariness that's been brought on by day in, day out working in this area, Lord, have mercy. I pray your protection and your blessing upon them. But we also name and think of people we know who are struggling tonight with depression or anxiety, or fear, or just being down, despair. Lord, these things are common to us all. They were common to people in the Bible. And I guess there's many of us who are praying tonight who have our good days and our bad days, who have our good moments and our bad moments. Lord, please, Lord, help us to be as kind to ourselves as you are to us. And pray your blessing and your peace upon those who are struggling, who are even watching me tonight and praying with me. I speak peace to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we speak peace to those we're thinking of now who need you, need your strength. Amen. And Lord, I thank you. Thank you. We've been praying for Peter for some time from Sheffield. He's in a very serious way a few weeks ago. I can thank God tonight that he's no longer in intensive care. And, you know, he's recovering. Praise the Lord. I want to pray, you know, for Alyssa. And thank you. We've had some further news from Alyssa in Germany. Today she's been talking to her husband and her children. She's been smiling. And she's even been moving in bed to music as if she's dancing. Lord, I want to pray your blessing upon that lady. We pray again from that terrible situation of a coma a few weeks ago. We want to pray for her full restoration to health. We want to pray she's a worship leader. Give her songs, Lord, about this experience, about your deliverance, about your healing, and about your restoration in Jesus' name. So finally, Lord, we pray again your blessing upon doctors, nurses, paramedics, Lord, carers, be with them, we pray at this time in Jesus' name. Particularly, Lord, I want to pray for those at home in isolation, those who are at home and being cared for. Lord, sustain them, I pray. This is a long haul thing, and it's a wearisome thing after many weeks. But Lord, I pray for your sustaining power upon people who need you at this time. Draw close to those we're thinking of now, perhaps in our family, in our churches, in our friendship groups. We pray again for Graham, Lord, with CV19 and Cora and Albert, particularly Graham, Lord. We want to see a real breakthrough in his recovery. Thank you, he's getting it better. But Lord, I want to hear a testimony that he's out of the ITU and he's back on a main ward. And for others who we pray for regularly, for Ben, Lord, please, in Jesus' name, complete the healing. For Maylin, thank you that she's okay in herself, but Lord, she still needs a miracle in the Philippines. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would heal her in Jesus' name. For Pat, for Lily, for Ken, for Joyce, for Vandenam, for Mary. They represent many in this needy world of ours. Lord, you're the God who supplies all our needs. You're a God of greatness, abundance in many ways. And Lord, we pray, pour out your healing. Have mercy upon those who need you tonight. And we pray, Lord, as a church and as individuals, you enable us to show compassion and get alongside those who are mourning at this time. Think of the funeral for Lily from our church tomorrow. Lord Jesus, we pray your blessing. We thank you she's with you and she's at peace. But Lord, it's tough for people who lose people. And we pray in Jesus' name, be with family and friends who are grieving at this time. Blessed are those who mourn, you declared Jesus, because they shall be comforted. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. This isn't a chorus we actually sing at our church, really, but it just seems so appropriate to Ascension Day. It's talking about Jesus, blessing and honour, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. Blessing and honour, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth will declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth will declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. For none can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth will declare your glory. Every knee shall
shall bow at your throne. In worship you be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O ancient of days.
So thanks for praying with me tonight. I'll certainly read your comments and prayers afterwards and pray along with you, as I always do, and hopefully get out in time to clap the NHS. Well, I'll certainly have to leave it if need be. Shall we say the grace to one another as we close? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. God bless.